Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Simon was happy to learn that he would once again be a father, even though he was 72 years old. On the other hand, Peppa did not share his joy because she thought she would be the laughing stock of the village for having an old man's child. Over at Coretta's, Nadira prepared to return to Kwakwani, leaving her goddaughter Sharona to stay with Coretta and John. She warned Sharona to stay focused on her new job and to consider doing a program at the University of Guyana. As we return to Murondoy, John urgently wants to use the washroom.
Hey, Sharona, you in there?
Yes, Mr. John. I'm coming out just now.
God, man, how long more you got? Why you the toilet bad?
Just give me a minute, please.
I don't think I could wait so long, man.
I'm coming.
Oh, gosh, that's why it, man, make me very grumbling, so. Oh, correct, must he spitefully put something in my food for give me diarrhea.
You mind moving away from the door before I come out? You standing out there is kind of weird.
Like you feel I want to do you something. I don't happen I'm stubborn, this little girl. I never raped nobody in my life. Look, I just want to use the toilet and there's only one in this house.
Auntie Coretta back?
No.
Oh.
Like you frighten me.
No, I ain't frightening you. I just want you to move from the door before I come out.
I can't even move 1 inch, girl. This thing got me tight.
I almost finished.
Yes, what you doing in there, though? Number 5 hour, man. Look how long you're in there. Nobody don't take 30 minutes for use the toilet.
Move from the door, I'm coming out.
Look, just come out, man.
Move.
Gotta move. Come out the place, no? Don't move out, movie, yeah?
Sorry.
Sonia, dear. Sometimes we just got to forget about everything and relax.
Dino, I can't tell you the last time I come in the seawall. This is so nice. Goldman coming back for we?
Yes, I tell you, he could drive around while we talk.
Okay.
Sonia, this situation with Kevin and Uni getting out of hand, and it really bothering me. We got to do something.
I know, it's overbearing. Uni don't even want to see Iceland and all. She think I encouraging Kevin.
What Kevin doing? I don't know that he doing anything.
She don't want to go out with his friends. She feel he got some woman.
Kevin ain't got no woman. But sometimes when a home is unhappy, the man does find many things to do outside just to get away.
That is it.
I don't know what happened to Unique these few years. I know at one point she and Kevin were very happy.
Exactly.
We all know what happened to me granddaughter when she was 14, and God knows I don't stop blaming myself.
I understand.
Life was different way back then. I didn't have the little restaurant and we used to struggle a lot.
I know, Dinah. Them was hard days.
And then Randall go and pick up with a cross usher. And none of you gonna know that he was such bad news.
But Unique ain't been to counseling and all of that to deal with what happened to she.
Oh, she always been in counseling. Sometimes she stop, start back, stop. But I feel she start going down a spiral since when Usher come out of prison. That is when everything started to change.
Is where he there though? I don't hear nothing about him.
He got to there somewhere where people don't know he. He's a wicked man.
Sick.
Anyway, despite all that, Unique has no right to be treating Kevin in that way. Everybody been through something in life. Some had it harder than others.
Look how fine man used to beat me, eh? You think it's two blows I take, Dino? And look what happened to he after he decided to change. Accident? Until day like today, he's still suffering.
But you ain't going to America for see?
You know how much time I plan for go? But dying it hard for me to find man like the man. Like, look at how much years.
I know.
Anyway, what's going on with Kevin and Unique? It can't continue.
I agree. You got to sit them down and talk to them.
No, Unique, you feel she don't want to listen to me?
We'll be doing it together, Sonia. Unique and got to listen.
And what after we talk to them?
We need to tell them they need to fix things for the sake of Iceland. The poor child see enough already in she short life. I feel every day the two of them the squirrel.
And Unique don't feel she can remember any of it or will be affected.
But that's not true. If they continue like this, the child will be very much traumatized. She probably already traumatized. We got to do something, Sonia.
So what you suggest?
We got to go to them with a plan. I think if Unique get a job or do a program at UG, it would be very good for she.
You think she gonna want to do that?
Well, I would suggest it. I think sometimes we women just put all our lives into taking care of our husbands and our children that we forget about we self.
That's me right there. I never had to worry because fine man used to make good money. But look what happened to me husband, eh? He reached up in the accident and the money cut off.
But that's why it's good for women to do something for themselves. You never know when something gonna happen to the man or when they gonna dead.
So we encouraging Unique for upgrade yourself.
Yes.
And what if she prefer to continue to sit at home and let Kevin make the money?
Well, then we gonna encourage her for do some volunteer work or something. The point is, she need to do something for herself. She need to get out of the house when the day come. She can't just sitting down whole day in the house thinking of a time and Kevin when he come home.
I agree.
She don't come and help me at the restaurant no more. I was hoping to hand it over to she, but it didn't look like she interested.
So what gonna happen when you can't run it no more, Dinah?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyway, we got to encourage Unique to do something for herself and encourage she and Kevin to go back to counseling.
And if all of that don't work?
Then the best thing gonna be for them to get a divorce. Yes, I would rather the family to stay together. And yes, it's better if Iceland grew up in a two-parent home. But if they're not happy with one another, they can just continue to traumatize that poor child.
I agree.
Look at who calling.
Rhonda?
But daughter, how you doing, huh? What? Rhonda? Slow down. What are you telling me? Aubrey get admitted to hospital? Cardiac arrest? Oh, my mama!
Denzel, I never thought I would be so nervous about doing this surgery.
Everything will be okay, Zina. God will see you through.
Yes, I have to put my trust in God.
Once the surgery is finished, we we can revisit that conversation, right?
About being together?
Yeah.
Denzel, you really need to be dating girls your age.
You know I tried that, and it didn't work. Kavita left me. For all I know, she's back with that idiot Jonathan.
Sound like you're still hurt.
I'm not.
Anyway, I think I have everything packed for the hospital now. Thanks for coming over and helping me.
No problem.
Kevin?
Kevin?
Hi, Kevin. Yes. I'm ready. I have everything packed. Thank you. That means so much to me. Yes, I need all the prayers and well wishes I could get. Thank you so much. Okay, you take care too. Bye.
Kevin?
He called to wish me well for my surgery.
Since when you guys are so close?
Denzel, don't do that.
Do what?
Jealousy does not look good on you.
I'm not jealous. I just find it weird that he would be calling you.
So, a woman is not allowed to have friends?
But Kevin? The guy is kinda weird.
Really? He's nice just like you.
Nah, don't put us in the same category. All nice guys are not the same. Plus, he's happily married to Unique. Or did I miss that part?
Married, yes. Happily, I don't know. But you know me. I would never break up someone's marriage.
So you have thoughts about being with him?
What? Denzel, Kevin and I are just friends. Sometimes he just needs someone to talk to. Because of all the things that he's going through at home.
And you are Madame Counselor.
I am his friend. Nothing is wrong with that. And why am I answering all these questions from you, Denzel? We're just friends too?
Ouch.
Please don't make this more than it is.
Sorry.
I don't need drama in my life at my age. Let's not complicate things.
What are you watching, Sharona?
A show?
I could see it's a show, but what's the name? About earlier. Girl, the diarrhea had me bad. But it's weird doing in there so long, yeah? It didn't look like you did use any toilet at all. The tank wasn't even falling back or nothing when I go in there.
Why you ask me why you in the toilet?
Because you've been in there for a long time. I almost taken on it look like you didn't do nothing.
You want me to tell Auntie Coretta that you acting weird with me?
You know what? Forget I say anything. I am not trying to act weird with you. But if this is how you see it, I can keep my distance.
Thank you.
I wonder what time Coretta coming home. You know what? Let me go and catch it.
Weirdo. Better keep far from me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.